The president yesterday, in his remarks, talked about Guantanamo Bay prison, hundreds of millions being spent to keep 59 guys there, flatten our national conscience, but he stopped short of saying that he's actually going to shut the place down before he leaves. Was this and final, you know, sort of coming to terms with the fact that the prison's going to stay open after he leaves office?
Well, listen, you know, we have been deeply dismayed at the obstacles that Congress has erected to prevent progress on this significant national security priority. Democratic and Republican national security experts strongly support the president's position that closing the prison at Guantanamo Bay would save taxpayer dollars and make the country safer. A variety of military leaders have reached that conclusion. Even President George W. Bush, who has different views on foreign policy than President Obama in most areas. But in this area, he agrees that the prison should be closed. So there's strong bipartisan agreement among those who have dedicated their lives to protecting the country that the prison at Guantanamo Bay should be closed and the American people would benefit from it. But this is a political situation that members of Congress in both parties, to be fair, have allowed to persist that prevents this kind of common sense policy from being implemented. That's been deeply disappointing to the president, and we're going to continue to do everything we can between now and the president's departure to reduce the prison population at Gitmo. And there's a strategy that we have initiated that includes the individual review of these prisoners to determine the wisdom of transferring them overseas. And when this interagency panel determines that an individual under the right restrictions can be safely transferred to another country, we're doing the important diplomatic work of finding another country who will take them. Since President Obama's been in office, there are about 175 Gitmo detainees that have been transferred under these conditions. That's been good for the country. Congress has repeatedly thrown up obstacles that prevent the successful closing of the prison there.